And good morning. Welcome in to the Front Porch here on Missionary Radio. I'm Brian Marshall, Sidebottom the First. And across the way is Ken Cummins, the legend.
And also the star of Missionary Radio's Practical Bloopers.
I tell you what, I really loved it.
Well, what he's referring to, yesterday, Andrew started their son, Andrew Cummins, and Tammy and I were back in the old part where the stained glass window is, the logo of Missionary Radio, a light to our path. Anyway, a light to our path. It's beautiful, and here we are, and we're going to get ready for our friend raiser. Of course, a lot of things go on way ahead of time to get all that in order. And so we're doing a promotional video, at least some video clips for it. And so we could all be put together. And camera action.
Lights, camera action.
And quiet. But anyway, different things. One, it's on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
And if you want to, you just go out there. But on mine, people are really getting a kick out of it. I posted it there. And it's been kind of silent on ours, believe me, go ahead and click on it. If you want a good laugh, and I won't give too much away, but I can just say the general manager cannot count.
Well.
Yeah. And he prefers Pop-Tarts.
Well, I like Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
I mean, like Pop-Tarts.
Andrew says, let's get cereal, and he meant serious. So I said, we're all getting crazy. So I said, well, I just prefer Pop-Tarts.
I do like Pop-Tarts. But now if I was going to really do it, I mean, I like a full breakfast better. But anyway, it lasts you longer during the day.
You notice during the engagement these days that the groom is giving his fiance is given an egg or eggs if you really want to get really rich.
I know I went to the store day before yesterday and had to buy some because we had something going on at our church, and I think I paid right at $9 for them for a dozen.
Say what?
Yeah, it was about $9
for a dozen eggs.
Yeah, for a dozen of eggs.
Crazy.
Of course, I got the little sign up, you know, because of a shortage and all that stuff. So, yeah.
But well, I will happen to say that we'd be so plentiful with eggs and toilet paper that we used them for pranks.
That's like sacred now, though.
Well, my goodness. Oh, so you better be putting big gates around your chickens if you got laying hens.
Oh, yeah.
And you better be guarding them then.
better put a shotgun guard out there.
Those hens are valuable to you.
Yes. Yes.
So hang on.
It's crazy.
Well, it is. But here we are, Thursday, and we're already to the, sixth day of the
sixth
month?
Sixth day, and of course, rain in the forecast.
Seriously?
Yeah, serious.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And
I'm surprised it would rain.
Now listen to this.
Tell me about it.
And then there's a chance of snow by Monday night of next week. So, yeah, you never know what you're going to get.
You can't get bored.
No, can't get bored in the state of Kentucky.
Or Tennessee or Illinois.
It's all
we speak to you guys as well.
Yeah.
What can I say?
What can you say?
Just hang on because it's coming. Hey, I had a great time last night. Let me just share a prayer request. One, Brother Harold Riley and, let's see, Brother David McGowan and Brother Ryan Baker, I believe, are the three from this general listening area. Up with some folks that went to, I think, Brother Johnny Hunt. I'm not real certain about all these details. But they went into Uganda. They're there now ministering to pastors.
Yeah.
And Brother Harold is also serving in Princeton, you know, where God lives. Okay. He's serving at Princeton. That's a joke. I know God's everywhere before you call me. At Princeton First Baptist Church. And he, in his absence, he said, well, maybe we'll see if Brother Ken can still preach after all this time. And, you know, we weren't sure.
Yeah.
Because, you know, after 47 years, you're not sure.
You figured out you could still do it, right?
Well, it was up for vote. And so, but anyway, actually, he wanted me on one of those sessions, which is last night. I chose, I think I got them reversed. Man, my brain's going crazy these days. But anyway, I've shared about Missionary Radio. So if we have any new checker outers, if you will, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And so we talked all about Missionary Radio, and next Wednesday, I'll see if I can still preach.
See if you can come.
I'll talk more about that later. But right now, I'll just say welcome to the front porch and good morning to you. You're with Brian Marshall Sidebottom the First.
Yeah.
And I did check in case my brain went into lapse that my name is Ken Cummins, and that's without a G. That's C-U-M-M-I-N-S. So now the reason I say that, there's lots of folks that will not put Cummings.
I like to butcher your name.
That is not me. I do not know that fellow. I have said yet, if I'm talking to a Ken Cummings, good morning. But I'm not Ken Cummings.
Yeah.
I'm Ken Cummins.
There you go.
Missionary Radio is a listener-supported and funded Christian radio station that has existed since 1981. That's over 43 years of faithful listeners such as yourself, believing in the power of radio as a medium of communication to broadcast the good news of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ over the FM airwaves and online around the globe. We believed back in 1981 that the world needed King Jesus, and we firmly know and believe that we need him now more than ever. We would like to encourage you to call our unmanned phone line that is purposed to receive voicemails. All you have to do is dial 270-962-4055 and leave a voicemail of encouragement to help edify our listeners. Share a testimony of how listening to and supporting Missionary Radio has been a blessing to you all these years. Let us know what your favorite program or Christian artist is. We would love to hear from you. Just call 270-962-4055 to leave us an edifying and encouraging voicemail to share with old and new listeners alike.
And once again, good morning. Welcome into the front porch on kind of a, I guess you'd say, kind of a rainy morning.
Well, indeed. It
was windy coming in this morning. I know my van was really rocking coming in.
Well, that was just you listening to your music.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, it is. You were swaying back and forth and coming down to 6880 something.
Yeah.
What is that? They thought it was some rock and roll band, didn't they?
No, I don't listen to rock and roll.
So. Well, I know, but they thought it was because of the way you're moving.
Well, that could be. Could be. I mean,
no, you're right. It's very windy and
yes.
Indeed it foggy, takes time,
well,
misty.
Didn't have no fog.
The humidity is something out there right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can just feel it. What, 65 degrees right now?
64, it says.
Oh, well, that's close.
He was pretty
close. That's close enough in horseshoes and hand grenades.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very true.
Yeah. Well, last night, as I started to say, I had the opportunity to share about Missionary Radio at Princeton First Baptist Church. As far as I know, it went well. No one seemed to go to sleep or get up and exit real quickly. But
that's a plus.
But yeah, and we're trying to get the word out about who we're there. And I, of course, use the analogy about you hear it stressed a lot in small towns and around here too. But well, Hopkinsville's not a big town, and about shopping local.
Sure.
And I thought, well, if you think about it. The conglomerate stations are getting larger and larger and larger and larger and squeezed. We're not in competition, but it's squeezing the local voice.
Yes.
And so we are still local, but with a world outreach.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like that you can see us, you can talk to us, and I feel like the Lord has blessed, and in fact, I know he's blessed this ministry since August the 3rd of 1981, and just a lot of different people have been involved, but it's not about the people. We remember those who have gone on before us, but we exalt the Savior because we believe that the world needs King Jesus, and I emphasize that, and I also emphasize the fact that we are listener-funded. I didn't go there asking for money, but if a church wants to join us in their budget, that's what's going to keep us afloat, and we're looking in these days to come, getting more and more and more, but we've had a lot going on in the last year and a half behind the scenes that, my goodness, it would make your head spin, all this that we had to put together and have a remarkable team to do it. But I will say this, that with all that transition and merging and all the different things that we've been up to, now we're ready to launch out into the community more. And we have folks that are stepped up to do that. But when you tune in to any of our frequencies here at Missionary Radio anyway, you're going to have someone on the air, a voice, a local voice. I think it's a big deal because we are ministering and we're not talking about the latest fads. We're talking about Jesus and how
there
he applies to your everyday life.
Every day.
And we go direct to the Bible. emphasize all that. And, of course, I'm thankful to Brother Harold Riley for the invitation. Now, next week, this one I get to see if I still know how to preach. And the reason I say that, back in August, I am not retired completely, but I have retired from teaching. I have retired from being a pastor. I'm not saying that. I don't know if that's going to stick, to be honest. But but I did for the sheer reason that I could not keep up with both the way that should be kept up with.
Sure.
And I felt like the church needed much better, and so I prayed and had peace about it and moved forward. And but I'm still here, and I need to be here. But here's the thing. I think it got out some way, Brother Brian. I don't know how.
Yeah, that you just retired.
Yeah, I did. Brother Ken has quit preaching.
Yeah.
No, ask Tammy.
It's never going to stop.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
And so I started contacting associational offices around. I have never really done that.
Yeah.
And because I haven't had to. I've stayed busy. Mm-hmm. But I think just to get the PR, if you will,
sure,
out, I thought, well, now what better place to do so than on the radio?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm saying it right now. I will not give my telephone number out on the radio.
No.
Can you imagine? I'm not going to do that. But if you call here, I will call you back. Or you could email me simply, and we'll talk about that. Either if it's supply, yeah, I can do that. But one of these, all these last 10 years, except for the time I pastored, I stayed in as an interim or a transitional pastor somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Lord has given me energy enough, even though I'm only you know, 45. Right. But
well,
I'm at least that.
Well, you look it.
At least that, right?
At least you look it.
I mean, yeah, at least that, Brother Brian.
Do you
Brian.
Feel like it?
At least do I feel 45?
Yeah, do you feel 45?
Well, of course.
Yeah.
All right. I had 21 years come Monday.
Yeah.
It'll be all right. Mm-hmm. And so, but anyway, the fact of the matter is, to say all of that, just let it be clear, I have not stopped preaching.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't intend to as long as my brain's still working.
Been here a little bit, you're going to hear him preach a little more.
Well, what do you want to hear?
I don't know. What you going to teach us? What you going to preach and teach us today?
Well, we're just on the front porch having a chat.
I know.
Have you ever cried?
Sure.
What'd you cry about?
I tell you what, I don't know about you, but when I start thinking about Jesus, it gets me kind of teary-eyed because I just know I know what he has done for me.
Mm.
It tears me up a lot of times. Just think about it. You know, when people say, how do you know that Jesus is real?
Mm-hmm.
Just speak his name, and he'll show up.
Oh, his name is wonderful.
Wonderful.
And I remember in seminary, at one of the seminaries I went to, one of them was Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary in Fort Worth, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And while there, I worked in broadcasting, which I've done all the time, all these years.
Yeah.
But I was working, in fact, the station that just was sold to Caleb is KLTY. It wasn't KLTY then.
Mm-hmm.
It was KWJS.
Okay.
And it was run by Jimmy Swaggart Ministries.
Okay.
And I worked there. And I just remember the fact, you know, we're talking about the tears and the joy. And there's a song that Brother Jimmy had on back then. Others sang it too. It's called Jesus, Just the Mention of Your Name.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness, the way he can do it.
Oh, yeah.
I guess he still does. I have no idea. He's got to be, 85, 86, 88.
He's
up there.
He's up there.
And
but he can still do it.
Yeah. And that's his song. I remember playing that one often on the afternoon show.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, that's back when you had albums and turntables. This goes way back. But anyway.
It's old-timey.
Very. And then we turn right around and do metro traffic control with helicopters. It's a different environment. Different environment.
Oh, yeah.
But just think about that. Jesus, just the mention of your name.
Mm-hmm, that's it.
Just wow. Mention.
Yeah.
Well, the reason I ask about tears, I'm going to read a passage, and I want you to hear it. It's from Isaiah chapter 25, verses 8 and 9. He shall swallow up death forever. And the Lord will wipe away tears from all faces. The rebuke of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. And it will be said in that day, Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Now, if you think about this passage, and really to put it in context, it's part of the prophecy, of a prophecy, better said, that's concerning the millennium. What it does, it concerns that period of time when Jesus Christ is reigning upon the earth and all his glory and power. It's the time to come. It's the message of hope and promise to the Jewish people. Yet, I'm also reminded as I read another passage, and I'm going to do so, and it's in the book of Revelation, and that's in the end of the Bible, right?
That's the very end of the Bible.
Are you sure?
Yep.
You sure there's not something in between it?
Nope.
How do you know, Brian?
Because it's the very last one of the book.
Really?
Yeah.
See, Brian, I'm just checking up on him this morning.
It's like Genesis is the very first of the book.
Oh, my. We're learning this morning.
We're learning. We're getting it.
Revelation 21:4, And God shall wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Notice what this verse says. It's wonderful. I don't know about you, but I like the thought of Jesus wiping away my tears.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I want you to think about this. I want you to know there's a better day coming. That's what we Christians believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to know that weeping and sorrow, if you're going through that, and we all have,
yes,
and we all will,
yes,
will not last forever. I also want to say to you that trials and heartaches will come to an end one of these days.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? And I also want you to know that God's children are going home, and when we get there, God will take a great big handkerchief of grace. You think about that just for a minute.
Yeah.
And all our tears will be, hallelujah,
wiped away. Amen.
And we'll talk about some tears this morning. And so if you want to have a cry with us, you've come to the right place.
Let's get into Pen from the Heart.
The Lord says in Isaiah 55:11, So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it.
God is active in the hearts and lives of our listening family. Thank you, family, for sharing your thoughts with us. Also, thank you for praying, for listening, and giving to 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio.
Here are today's comments from Missionary Radio's Penned from the Heart.
From Clarksville, I've enjoyed your station since it started. My radio dial is on 89.3 FM and has been since the beginning. Thank you for all that you do. From a Madisonville listener, I enjoy listening to their programs and music. Thank you for sending out encouragement over the airwaves. Keep up the good works. From Hopkinsville, God bless your work. And from Big Rock, thank you for continually spreading God's word, Jesus Christ.
Thank you for sharing what the Lord is doing through the ministry of 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio in your life.
We'd love to hear from you. Please call our Testimony and Penned from the Heart line at 270-962-4055.
Write to us at P.O. Box 1029, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, 42241.
And online at missionary.radio.
And good morning to you. Welcome. Now, is it going up to 90 today? Is that what you said?
No.
I thought I heard you say that.
No, it's going to be falling to about 48 by 5 p.m. this afternoon. So you better enjoy the 64-degree weather right now.
Well, Tuesday, I'm here to tell you, it did not go to 62 like it was forecast over the weekend. It didn't break the 40s, and that wind, it was cold and chilly.
Yes, it was.
But... did you say it's going to snow Monday?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I said.
Is it like did you say it was a blizzard like night in 1978? Is that what you said?
No.
What did you say?
What I said, it's going to be possibly mixed with snow, with rain. So
no accumulation so we can have a snow day and get all excited?
No, not as of yet, unless it changes.
Okay. Good job on the
forecast. It could change.
So. Hang around.
Just hang around.
Yeah. It could happen. Well, I want to talk about some tears that our Lord will wipe away. And if you just joined us here on the front porch, that's what we're looking at together, different passages of Scripture. But Isaiah 25, 8 and 9. First thing he says in verse 8, it says, he will wipe away the tears of death. Now, death has universal impact. No one
sure.
is going to escape it. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The mm-hmm. wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life mm-hmm. through Jesus Christ our Lord. Mm-hmm. It's chosen unto man once to die, after that the judgment. But ever since the original sin and of Adam and Eve in the garden, let me tell you, we've been dying.
Sure.
And dying is going to happen. We've all been touched by it, and you will be touched by it personally. If the Lord doesn't return in our lifetime, that is, we will all experience it.
That's right.
And I think even though we know the Lord Jesus, and it's built in us an innate desire to survive, and we will find that if we're true about it, even though we have the peace that passes all understanding, the Scripture talks about, that He'll guard in our hearts and our minds with that, that when we have a loved one to die or someone that we're very close to,
mm-hmm.
it becomes very obvious that could be you, that could be me.
Very much.
But here's the good news. Jesus has conquered death for His people. How did He do that? Well, can we be reminded this morning, even though it's the simple but yet profound gospel of what Jesus did? In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 49 through 55, listen to this passage and see if it doesn't make you want to shout hallelujah. As we have been born the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, mm-hmm. nor does corruption inherit corruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up. Get it? Get the image. Swallowed up.
Mm-hmm.
You get it?
Mm-hmm.
Let me paint that picture. Death is overcome.
Yes.
It's swallowed up. I like that expression, too, in victory. Here's the thing. It's almost poetic. It's from Hosea 13:14, actually. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast. Here's what we are to do till He comes. Be steadfast.
Mm-hmm.
Immovable. Stay your ground. Don't just shake, rattle, and roll. Stay where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know a lot of things I don't know.
Sure.
Well, thank you for agreeing with me.
Well, I mean, well,
that's
know.
Awful nice of you, Brian.
I mean, well, that's me too. I mean, you know, a lot of things I don't know.
Oh, true. But I do know this, that because Jesus has conquered the death through the resurrection, we have hope. God, we need not have to even fear death, because death is not the end. It's a passage of a new beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a word, there's so much here that my mind runs to, and I could only use so much here on the radio. But there's a passage over in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. So 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 8, and it says, finally, there's laid up for me, Paul's given his testimony. He said, yep, it's time for my departure. Listen to this word. Finally, there's laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day, not to me only, but to those who love His appearing. Now, He says he's talking about his departure is at hand. Mm-hmm. Now, what does in the world does that mean? The word here, the departure, is the word has been used by sailors to speak of the loosening of moorings to set sail for a new destination. That word was used by armies to refer to striking the tents to move to a new location. It was also used by travelers to speak of taking a saddle off a horse and putting it in a stall to rest. It was a legal term. It speaks of taking the shackles from a prisoner and giving them freedom. So, what's all that mean? Why is it a big deal about Paul's and his departure in the King James Version? Why is what's such a big deal? Mm-hmm. Paul didn't see death as a sad end of life, but as a new adventure and a doorway to the presence of God. Verse number 9, be diligent to come quickly, he's saying. And because, listen, God sees it as death. It's only a new beginning. Death has been abolished, I should say, where we're going. I like that because your worst enemy, my worst enemy number one for all humankind and for every species is death.
That's right.
Now, only human beings have a soul, and only human beings will live forever. That's the word of God. And I want you to get that in your mind.
Okay.
And that's what the scripture teaches. That's it.
Yeah.
All right. And so somebody's at the door. Who's that a knocking?
That would be Joe Barner.
Yeah, you sure you wouldn't let him in? Revelation 21, verse 4. And don't forget that again. I want to read it one more time. God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Never again will we follow a loved one to the cemetery.
Mm.
Never again will we view them in their coffins.
Yeah.
Never again will the cold... Listen, hear me out when I say this is personal, but I have stood at caskets for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you, I have not been, not a time that I've stood there, and I'm sure any minister will tell you, it touches your life to see people crying. It hurts
sure.
over their loved one, and
sure.
you cry with them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best you can do.
Well,
but
you know,
to reach over into the casket.
Yeah,
and I said, don't do that. But they do, and I'm not.
Well, sure.
That's their right to do it.
Sure.
But I want to tell you, that's not that loved one. They're gone.
It's just a shell.
But the icy grip of death takes hold on those we love. But I want to tell you, no, there will be no more tears for you, for me, because death will be no more. You were going to say something, Brian, and I just kept on.
No, what I was thinking, you know, yesterday as we had a couple from our church preparing to bury a mother, you know, when we go to our church, our big cemetery there is on the right on Pontiver Road, and of course that's where she was being buried at, and I seen the tent, and I was thinking to myself, I said, one day that it's going to be me. That's where, and unless the Lord comes back,
sure,
you know, that's going to be me someday, and you think, you know, but I have no fear because I know where I'm going.
Yeah.
And that makes me feel good because I don't have a fear for death. So
I can't imagine living without the hope of the resurrection.
Oh, me neither. Me neither.
That's why people live in constant fear.
Yeah, that's right.
You don't have to.
Nope.
God himself will take the big towel of grace and wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more tears. There will be no more sorrow. There will be no more crying. There will be no more funeral processions.
That's right.
Former things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. And if that doesn't get a hallelujah over your breakfast or your Pop-Tart this morning, I don't know what will.
Hallelujah. Let's get into Johnny Erickson Tada.
Welcome to Johnny Erickson Tada Sharing Hope. I'm Shauna, and here's a powerful message from Johnny about overcoming suffering.
And you know, when a believer is faced with suffering, I mean really painful suffering, there's hardly a soul who does not wrestle with the overwhelming urge to flee, to run away, whether it be from bad health, bad finances, bad relationships. I mean, people, even Christians, search for an escape. We escape into daydreams. We escape into sleep. we escape into pain medications or time away or television or the refrigerator. And a few even escape into suicide. Sometimes the strongest and most stalwart of saints, Christians, who know God well, sometimes these are the most likely candidates to be tempted. Even a powerful prophet such as Elijah tried to escape his suffering. He literally wanted to throw in the towel. He felt he could only take so much, and he wanted to die. He wanted to escape it all. And I mean, Elijah really knew God. He was close with the Lord. He was God's man. I mean, you know the story. When the wicked Queen Jezebel heard through the grapevine that Elijah had destroyed hundreds of her prophets, she went after his neck. Elijah got weak-kneed and ran for his life. And he said in 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 1 to 9, "I have had enough, Lord. Take my life." You can read it for yourself. You know, circumstances may vary from person to person, but we have all been in Elijah's shoes at one time or another. And because of that, we can draw comfort from the fact that all of us are as vulnerable as Elijah. Thankfully, God knew the emotional limits of this prophet. God remembered that Elijah was but dust, that he, like any man, has his points of weakness. God knew that. He had great empathy for Elijah. So much so, if you look closer at how this mighty prophet surfaced out of his despair, you will see that it was God himself who took Elijah in his arms and wiped away his tears. And the good news is, the lesson of Elijah is a lesson for you. Just as surely as the angel of the Lord personally gave the prophet a sip of cool water and laid him down to rest, the Lord longs to touch your life through the people that he has placed around you. Christian friends who genuinely care in a practical way, others who lift you up in their intercessions, and still others who are simply there to listen. These people represent God to you. God who, just as he did with Elijah, wants to take you in his arms, wipe away your tears, refresh and restore your soul, give you rest in him, and set you back up on your feet. If Elijah was able to turn the corner and get back on the spiritual track, thanks to God, you can too. Oh, friend, if you are tempted to throw in the towel, the Lord is the answer to your deepest longings, to your most pressing needs, whenever you face suffering. He's there. He's Emmanuel, God with you when you're hurting. Like the psalmist says, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you're there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there also." So, friend, when it comes to wanting to escape, remember, there is no way you will ever escape his love. Period.
Friend, if you're in a season of suffering right now, please contact us today at johnnyradio.org so we can pray for you. At johnnyradio.org, you'll find a spot to leave us your prayer request, and you'll also find many, many more of Johnny's timeless messages. They'll comfort you, bring you encouragement, and help you as you overcome your present trials.
Hello and welcome. I'm Ken Cummins, and here's today's Word in 60 Seconds. The Bible says in Matthew 6:11, "Give us this day our daily bread." In 1776, our founding fathers adopted the Declaration of Independence to proclaim freedom, and as a nation, we celebrate their courage. But when it comes to our relationship with God, true freedom is not independence. Sometimes your most courageous action is to declare your dependence upon God. In Matthew 6:9-15, Jesus teaches how to pray through a prayer known as the Lord's Prayer. Jesus' prayer shows you how to make a declaration of dependence on God. In this verse today, we see just how much we need him every moment of every day. The first two words remind us that God has what we need, and he gives us what we need. I'm Ken Cummins, and that's today's Word in 60 Seconds. And remember, the world needs King Jesus.
It has blessed me more than I can express. The encouragement it brings, it's like water. It's like oxygen for the soul.
100% listener-funded missionary radio.
And good morning to you, and welcome to a sunny day.
Sunny?
Well, that's from a potential positive outlook.
Okay, well, let's be positive. Maybe it'll get sunny sometimes.
What is it actually? Because some probably want to know.
Yeah.
What's
it going to be today?
Well, that was my clue.
Showers and thunderstorms.
How long?
Throughout the day, pretty much.
What percentage chance?
about a 70%.
Well, that's 30% chance it won't.
That's true. That's true. There is a 30% chance it won't.
But if you're on a grade scale, of a 10-point grade scale, that's like average it will.
Yes.
And so why am I going down that alley? I don't know.
I don't know.
You never know. Inquiring minds want to know. Well, we are looking here on the front porch talking about the fact that tears, that God will wipe away tears using a passage of scripture from Isaiah. And I just praise the Lord for that and give him glory. He shall, verse 8 of Isaiah 25 says, he should wipe away tears of despair. Now, this reminds me of something, that this world, this is a land of weeping. And if you think about the folks, for example, in California.
Oh, yeah.
There's, watch their homes go up in smoke, or their mm-hmm. houses.
Mm-hmm.
Or the people in North Carolina that in Hurricane Helene and still yeah. recovering for that. Mm-hmm. Or the people of Gaza. That's in the news right now. That's nothing yeah. but ashes. Families and the lives of individuals sometimes lie in shambles mm-hmm. due to really the touch and taint of sin. You can see a lot of times homes that are broken up because of bad decisions and sin. But even in the midst of all this heartbreak, Jesus goes on and tells it and gives us victory. Don't despair. The devil squeezes you because he wants to extract bitter juice from your life. That's mm-hmm. what he's looking for. Mm-hmm. But you can say, just as the psalmist said in Psalm 84, verse 6, and the truth of the matter is that you can turn to God's word any and all times, and you can find the help that you need. And one of my favorite places to go is just to that, is to the Psalms, because these folks lamented, and they understood. Psalm 84, verse 6, as they pass through the valley of Baca, They make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. Well, what in the world does that mean? What's Baca?
What does that mean?
Go ahead and ask me.
And what does that mean?
What does that mean? Or what does Baca mean?
Yeah, what does Baca mean?
Oh, glad you asked. It means weeping.
Okay.
So the psalmist tells us that they're passing through the valley of weeping. And it says, to make it a well. In other words, he's saying when you pass through a hard, deep valley, scoop out some places along the way. When God sends his rain of refreshing in your life, he will leave some valuable water behind for those pilgrims who enter the valley after you.
Mm-hmm.
So the valley of weeping.
Okay.
Friend, what he's saying here to you and saying to me, God may use your valley experience to be a blessing to someone else.
True.
That's what that means.
True.
Don't waste your valley. Look for mm-hmm. God in that valley. Then he's right there with you. A day will come when Jesus will wipe away all those tears. He will heal all those broken hearts.
Mm-hmm.
He certainly will. I know that sometimes we chuckle when young couples that are in puppy love and infatuation has gripped their little hearts and they think the end of the world has come. Oh, do I remember?
Yeah.
But you look back in a string of decades, and you really know. But you realize what means something to someone at the time. Be there for them.
That's right.
Because you remember those tears of despair you had,
mm-hmm.
and it seemed like the world. I mean, I know that is a very shallow illustration, but that is a very deep well for someone that's going through it.
Yeah, it is.
You think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been so many songs written about that. I'm not going to go there. All right. But nevertheless, he promises he'll wipe away another tear, the tears of despair. He'll also wipe away the tears of disparagement. There are trials the people and God, his people endure simply because we are the people of God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what he's saying, there's a day coming when God's people will be no longer persecuted. Right now, the way we're living, it's unpopular in our world for a person to declare their faith in Jesus. It's not politically correct
mm-hmm.
for us to say that Jesus is the only way of salvation. I really question if people really believe that. They say they're Christians.
Yeah.
They have been enlightened. The wokeism has taught that they can believe what they want. It's universal salvation. We accept everybody. Sure, we do too. But only Jesus will accept anyone that comes his way of the cross. You're not going to enter into heaven without Jesus. Mm-hmm. And why do we back up in proclaiming that? I'll never know. Because that's the way and the only way to salvation.
Yeah.
The world says that we, as Christians, that we're narrow-minded and too exclusive. We've mocked for our faith. They ridicule us and our stand on the Bible. They laugh at us and call us old-fashioned because we have moral standards.
Mm-hmm.
We, for example, I'm going to say it out loud and right here on the radio. I'm not going to yell into this microphone because no sense in it. We believe sex should be reserved for marriage bed, and they call us prudish.
Yep.
Well, I've read it in God's Word. That's a standard for me.
Mm-hmm.
We believe that marriage is reserved for men and women.
Amen.
Male and female.
Amen.
Only two sexes.
Yep.
And they say we're out of touch. And some even we believe it's wrong to abuse drink and drugs, and they say we're out of the step with the world.
Mm.
Now, they don't mind us preaching all this stuff in our, well, they do now.
Oh, yeah.
Got to try to enter in the churches to silence. Let's take their tax exemption away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But when we try to share the gospel message in the world, just look on the news.
Mm.
They go ape crazy.
Oh, yes.
They don't want to hear that they're sinners in need of a Savior. And anyone that tries to tell them in the world has been persecuted, and even here now in these United States of America. That's why, while we have opportunity to strike, carpe diem, seize a moment.
Yeah.
Or carpe diem, some say. But it's the idea to seize the moment. We need to seize the moment while we have an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
To support something like ministry like Missionary Radio that is not backed down from the truth, and we don't plan on it.
That's right. That's right.
And to encourage your pastor as he preaches the clear word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Brothers and sisters, let me just say something to you this morning. The day is coming, and in this old world we live in, for those who do not know Jesus, wish they did.
Mm-hmm.
There's coming a day when the greatest men of this world and women, along with the vilest sinners, will cry out for the rocks and the mountains to shield them from the face of the Lamb and his wrath. That's the word of God. There will come a day when it will be desirable to be found in Jesus Christ. Don't be ashamed of your relationship with Jesus, whether it be in your place of employment, at school, at the schoolhouse, where you live. Be glad you know him. Shout it from the rooftops. Take that battle to the streets.
Amen.
Not your political woes, because your secret funding and your laundered money is going to be cut off and holler foul.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't hear that. I hear just noise.
Yeah,
kind of like Charlie Brown's teacher. But he will. You got it, Brian. He will remove the reproach and the disgrace of these people from all of the earth. He said he would. The best place to be in this day, when that day comes, is with Jesus Christ, secured by his blood. Amen. Let me ask you, are you secure? He says he will wipe away the tears of distance. In that verse 9, it pictures the Jews finally seeing their Messiah after they waited for him for thousands of years. Sometimes old Slewfoot, the enemy, will whisper in your ear, he's not coming.
Oh, yeah.
You're wasting your time.
Mm-hmm.
Though you're not.
But he is. He's coming.
Is he in your heart?
That's it.
Little Johnny said, if Jesus is in your heart, he should stick out all over.
That's right.
So be little Johnny today.
Amen.
Well, Brian, you said I'd start preaching. I don't think so, but...
Fine job, brother. Fine
when
job.
I see the Word of God and I get excited about Jesus...
Amen.
I'm going to preach it.
There you go.
He is my Lord, my Savior.
Amen.
You'll have a good day.
Thanks for listening to The Front Porch, and join us again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.